in the silence that followed, the sentry called Edric spoke up.
Sinvatin,
he said, and there was a general murmur of agreement from the others in the room. The literal translation of the phrase was driven snow, appropriate given the conditions outside. But Revan knew the true meaning of the phrase was closer to the past is in the past. The Mandalorians believed that once you took up arms and armor of the clan, your past was irrelevant. Edric was saying that whatever Candorous had done over the past few years was irrelevant now that he had returned. From Vila's expression, it was difficult to tell if she agreed with him. But she let the matter of Candorous's past drop.
I'm the leader of this clan now, she insisted. I still have a right to know why you're here.
To help Clan Ordo find Mandalore's mask.
Vila tilted her head to the side, as if getting a different angle might help her see whether Candorous was being completely honest with her.
And what about this outsider?
She asked, pointing to Revan.
He's my friend. My brother. He will help us in our search.
Do you have a name, outsider?
Vila asked.
His name is Avner,
Candorous said, cutting Revan off.
He's a mercenary. We met while I was working for Davik Kang.
You can't speak for yourself?
She asked, still focused on Revan.
I thought you understood Mandoa. Am I going too fast for you?
I understand,
Revan answered.
You speak well.
There was a gasp from the crowd, followed by the sound of stifled, nervous laughter. Revan knew full well the insult he had given. The Mandalorians were warriors. They had nothing but contempt for diplomats and politicians. They valued actions over words, and he just implied that Vila was all talk.
Brother Candorous vouched for you, so you can stay,
Vila said through clenched teeth.
But if you betray us, I'll kill you. If your weakness causes one of my people to get hurt, I'll kill you. If you slow us down, I'll kill you. Is that clear?
Wait, what was the second one again? Maybe I should write this down.
There was another round of stifled laughter. Vila pretended not to hear it as she turned back to Candorous.
Welcome home, brother,
she said flatly. She grabbed her winter gear, quickly threw it back on, and left without saying another word. Once she was gone, the others in the room seemed to relax. Revan motioned to Candorous, calling him over to join him in the corner before he was swallowed up in a crowd of old friends.
Avner, he whispered in Basic. That's the best name you could come up with? What's wrong with Avner?
You just rearranged the letters in Revan.
Relax. Nobody out here is going to...
Candorous stopped abruptly as he noticed Edric ambling toward them.
Don't judge Vila too harshly,
the sentry said, misinterpreting their hushed dialogue.
She's a good leader, but she has a temper.
He looked at Revan.
You should remember that next time you provoke her.
I just got caught in the middle,
Revan protested.
Candorous is the one she's really mad at. I get the sense you two have a history. You could say that,
the big man admitted.
She's my wife,